Your attention, please. Your attention, please. It's time to raise a glass.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John. Big John. Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy. But if he spoke at all, he just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John. Big John. Big John. Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when the timber cracked. Men started crying, miners were praying, and hearts beat fast. Everybody thought that they'd breathed the last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well. Grabbed a sagging timber, gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone. Big John. Big John. Big John. Big Bad John.
Big John.
With all his strength, he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above." And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. And now there's only one left down there to save, Big John. With jacks and timbers, they started back down. Then came that rumble way down on the ground. And the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John,
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit, they just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand: at the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Well, how do, everybody? You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and out on the Oregon coast at 91.7 FM, and of course, online, everywhere across the world at xray.fm. I'm Jim Fisher. This show is called Raise a Glass, and it was on this day in 2010 that country music singer turned sausage king Jimmy Dean died quietly at home while watching television and probably counting his sausage money. We heard his hit from 1961, Big Bad John. Before I get back into the tunes, I want to tell you about the big news here at X-Ray. In short, we're moving. We got brand new digs being constructed right now at Southeast 10th and Hawthorne, and we're really excited about not only what this means for us, the folks who volunteer our time for this station, but for you. Unlike where we've been for the past decade, this new place is really going to help us connect better with you. We're finally going to have a physical gathering space, a community space where we'll have bands playing, record swaps, art shows, all kinds of great stuff. We'll even have a little bar and put on happy hours. It's going to be great. No knock on our Falcon Arts headquarters. It's been great here in many ways, but there are too many things that prevent us from growing into the station that we want to be. However, just like everything else, this move costs money. We're paying for this move largely with the contributions of our listeners. All your past donations, we always stowed a little bit of it away in anticipation of making this happen. But of course, that doesn't cover it all. Such a bold move does not come cheap, so we find ourselves with hat in hand yet again, looking for a little help to get over the finish line. Any donation you make today will go directly to the cost of construction and equipment. And we're also looking for input from you on other unique ways to use the community space. So do me a solid. Go to xray.fm and learn all about the move and how you can help. Back to the tunes now. Here are a couple of sisters from up the road. It's X-Ray.
Try to understand. Try, try. Wait, there are three girls here at Ridgemont who have cultivated the Pat Benatar look.
I fell in love with a gypsy queen. She told me, hold on. My father was the leading man, said you're not welcome on our land. And then as a foe, he told me to go. Put a whip across my back, then told her, leave me. I was out for quite a time, came back with her on my mind.
little girl. She means all the world.
Tonight it's harder and harder to medicine, the more I get through the gears, incapable of making all right decisions and having bad ideas. Now it's 3 in the morning and I'm trying to change your mind. Left you multiple missed calls and to my message you replied.
Why'd you only ever fall in when you're high? Why'd you only ever fall in when you're high? Why'd you only ever fall in when you're high?
Deezer on X-Ray, wishing a happy birthday to their frontman and primary songwriter, Rivers Cuomo, who was born on this day in 1970. They did Surf Wax America. Another birthday greeting goes out to Ben Lurie, guitarist from the Scottish band The Jesus and Mary Chain. He turns 58 today. On this day in 2003, Arctic Monkeys made their live debut at the Grapes Pub in Sheffield, England. The band took home a whopping £27 from ticket sales that night. They improved on that figure substantially within a couple of years. We heard Why'd You Only Call Me When You're High from their American breakthrough album, their fifth AM. In 1970, on this day, Uriah Heep released their debut album, Very Heavy, Very Humble. Rolling Stone critic Melissa Mills said in her review that she would commit suicide if the group makes it. Well, I don't know what happened to her, but Uriah Heep went on to a fair measure of success. The number we heard was called Gypsy. Some people ask, where were you when 9/11 happened? I ask, where were you when the movie Roadie, starring Meatloaf, as you guessed it, a roadie, opened in theaters? Well, I was enjoying my summer vacation between 5th and 6th grade, I guess, playing Richie Farragut's Atari and watching Twilight Zone every day at noon. Good times, good times. Anyway, that cinematic gem was released on this day in 1980, and we listened to then-fledgling youngin' Pat Benatar, who kicked off the soundtrack album with You Better Run, and Heart starting that block with their early hit Magic Man, wishing a happy birthday to Howard Lees, who started as an assistant engineer on their first album and wound up joining the band as their second guitarist in the process. He also played the iconic Mini Moog synth on that one. Here's more music for you. Enjoy. Keep it tuned to X-Ray.
Possibly the complications, especially at night. I worry over situations. I know we'll be alright. Perhaps it's just an imagination. Day after day it reappears. Night after night my heartbeat shows. It's time to walk the streets. Smell the desperation. At least there's pretty lights. And though there's little variation, it nullifies the night from overkill. Day after day. Shows the fear, ghosts appear and fade away. Come back another day. I know I'll be
actor, he's just another clown. Don't stand alone, you might turn to stone. I'm sure there is a feel for that. You're on your own. Can't you see what it's doing to me? All I wanna be is by your side. I don't care if they cut my hair. All I wanna be is by your side. Well, all I wanna be is by your side. Hey. By your side. Put me on the ground. There's money in my pocket, I won't make a sound. Well, you can run me over, I'll pick a four-leaf clover. Now they cut the lights down, this record's going slower. Can't you see what it's doing to me? All I wanna be is by your side. If they cut my hair, all I wanna be is by your side. Yeah. All I wanna be is by your side. All I wanna be is by your side. Yeah. All I wanna be is by.
Did it ever come? so fast.
It's Raise a Glass on X-Ray, wishing a happy birthday to David Gray, who turns 58 today. That was Sail Away from his Solid debut album about 25 years ago. Yeah, a little more than that, I guess. Peter Frampton, prior to that, it was on this day in 1975, he played the first of two nights at the Winterland Ballroom in San Francisco. Recordings from those two shows and a few others made up his massive hit double live album, Frampton Comes Alive. Well, he hadn't seen much success as a solo act for the first few years. That record really changed everything, topping the charts for 10 non-consecutive weeks and producing three top 15 singles. We heard a deeper cut, though, All I Want to Be Is By Your Side. Sadly, he's currently battling IBM. No, not that IBM. It's a rare neuromuscular disease, and unfortunately, his days are definitely numbered. I saw an interview with him, and he still looks good, and he's got a great attitude. So, you know, here's hoping for the best. And at the top of the block, Men at Work, going against their quirky Down Under shtick. Good song called Overkill, even if it does sound like they're trying to sound like the Police. It was on this day in 1967 that young 14-year-old Colin Hay, the leader of the band, emigrated to Australia from Scotland. With his family, of course. Colin Hay? Hey, did you know today is the Feast of St. Anthony? Well, it is! Bon appetit, I guess. Not that kind of feast. Whatevs, I'm not Catholic. I don't know this terminology. All right, let's check in on
This Day in History.
1381. Rebels in London attack the prisons, destroy Savoy Palace, and vow to kill anyone associated with the royal government. It's the Peasants' Revolt! It was effective. Food for thought, America. 1866. The House of Representatives passes the 14th Amendment. Enjoy it while it's still here. 1920. After various instances of this actually happening, the U.S. Post Office declares that children cannot be sent by parcel post. 1922. The longest recorded attack of hiccups begins when Charles Osborne gets the hiccups and continues for 68 years.
Kill me. Kill me.
kill me.
He died 11 months after it stopped, by the way. 1967, Thurgood Marshall is nominated as the first African-American Supreme Court Justice. And the last good male one. 1971, resulting in vast congressional and diplomatic reverberations, the New York Times begins publishing excerpts from the Pentagon Papers, classified documents on the long, messy history of the U.S. in Vietnam. Documents that were handed off to them at Table 10 of my favorite hometown restaurant and watering hole, Shay Jay, in Santa Monica, California. Not to get too LA-centric on you, but a big part of my childhood here, the Dodgers' mighty infield of Steve Garvey, the late Davey Lopes, Bill Russell, and the Penguin Ron Say play as a unit for the first time, eventually setting a record, staying together as an infield for 8.5 years. Can't say I've ever been a big fan of the kind of middle-of-the-road R&B and pop songs that Peebo Bryson sang. Duets with Celine Dion and the like for Disney movies, a lot of that sort of thing. But after a career spanning 5 decades, despite having a rather silly-sounding name, he left us last week at age 75. That was his cover of the Michael McDonald Doobie Brothers hit Minute by Minute. Prior to that, it was on this day 2 years ago that Donald Fagen and the late Walter Becker of Steely Dan were inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. At the ceremony in New York City, Fish frontman Trey Anastasio led a tribute performance featuring a couple of their classic songs, including that one we heard, Kid Charlemagne, which also featured the unmistakable backing vocals of Michael McDonald. That guy again. And that'll almost do it for this week. I thank you for lending me your ear holes and do hope you'll join me again next week. Stay tuned for Skybound Station coming up next, as well as all the fine Saturday programming here on X-Ray. Beaches, Impact Sound, The In Crowd, Respected Lady Land. You will not find a better lineup than that. Gonna drop one more before I go. It was on this day in 1958, Frank Zappa graduated from Antelope Valley High School in Lancaster, California. Also the alma mater of Captain Beefheart. Here's one from the only album they collaborated on from 1974. This is Deborah Cadabra on X-Ray. Radio is yours.
Deborah Cadabra, oh, say she's a witch. That's solid. Ain't that a bitch? Deborah Cadabra, oh. Leadership Boulevard. Cover my entire bodice with Avon Cologne. You drive me to some relative's house in East L.A.
Put it up.
Just till my skin clears up. Turn it to Channel 13 and make me watch the rubber tug when it comes out. From the puffed and flabulent Mexican rebel goods mask next time they show the Bernaca. Make me buy the flosser. Make me grow brainiac fingers. But with more hair. Make me kiss your turquoise jewelry. Emboss me. Rub the hot front part of my head with rigid unguents. Give me boss relief. As the dancers spin my way, I promise you're gonna hit. Let the dancers spin my way, I promise you're gonna hit.
Spell my way. I promise to go under.
Oh, hell yeah.
As the dance is spell my way. I promise to go under it.
Oh, hell yeah.
As the dance is spell my way. I promise to go under it.
Oh, hell yeah.
As the dance is spell my way. I promise to go under it.
Oh, hell yeah.
up and let me twirl you. Oh, Deborah, Father Roy, Amnesia to Deborah. Take me with you. Don't you want any of these?